Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day. In a few minutes here, we're looking at Sukkah 46. The Gemara talks about one who makes a sukkah for himself prior to the festival, says, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who has kept us alive and has sustained us, etc. Shachianu v'kimanu v'yigenu l'zman hazeh." And the act of making a sukkah, the notes point out, is a mitzvah. Since it comes at certain times, it warrants a Shachianu blessing. According to the Gemara here, when he enters the sukkah during the festival to sit in, he says, "Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Kishanu Matzos V'Tzivanu Leishem HaSukkah, who sanctifies us with his commandments and has commanded us to sit in the sukkah." And once he's recited it on the first day, he does not recite the blessing again on the subsequent days. So when I see this piece of Gemara, I think about mitzvahs that are actually done beguf, that are done with the body, that are done with the person, that are done with yourself. I actually love mitzvahs that involve the hands. I'm an OT by trade, an occupational therapist, and we're all about using our hands for functional, independent methods to be involved in our days. We take the talus, we take the tefillin, we take the tzitzis, we shake the lulav, we shake the esrog and the hadassim and the ropes, we build the sukkah with our hands and a shofar, we hold a shofar, or hold a machzor, we hold a sitter. And when we're involved in all these mitzvahs, we hold matzah and morer. When we're involved in all these mitzvahs, it involves the guf, it involves the body. We should do what we can to make sure we're always involved physically with our hands, with our bodies in mitzvahs, immersing ourselves physically, literally, and metaphorically as much as we can with the mitzvahs, to be fully immersified, fully involved in the mitzvahs. When I was studying in Israel, Shana Aleph and Shana Bet and Reishit, one of my favorite things to do was to be involved in food packing, literally using my hands to do a mitzvah. And then a different day I would go and I would walk and I would play and take care of a kid, a 5-year-old and then 6 and then 7-year-old, to be involved with him, to take care of him. It's wonderful to be involved with the mitzvahs, to use your hands with the mitzvahs, to have your guf involved in the mitzvah. Make sure to immersify yourself. Use your hands, use your body, use yourself to be fully involved in mitzvahs when they come your way, hopefully every day. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 47 here on the TTD.